The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we got to just talk about it because if there's anybody who's trying to be better, like, do you guys have resolutions or not?
No. I don't want to call him resolution.
Okay, hold on, okay. Yeah, you can leave.
Why?
Because you're just such a
he's a constant manifester. So
I was a little like Funyun.
Which part?
Of emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Which one?
Manifester. It was like manifester.
Oh.
Manifester, he's not
something's festering.
Right. That was like, am I
manifester
crazy?
How do you say it?
Manifester.
Manifest. Oh, okay. Well,
it was fine.
Do you see, I mean, you see what I'm saying? Am I crazy?
It was a little off. It's okay. Fine. She's doing
you were just
great.
Saying that because think, she's the only one in the room on your side.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's lovely.
But no, he does that just, year round. He doesn't need the beginning of the new year to set goals.
Thank you. Yeah, I do feel that way. I feel like it's just arbitrary, the end of the year. In fact, it's kind of the year to not make a change, in my opinion. It's like, it's cold. You're just like getting back from break and the holidays and seeing family and stuff. It's like, it's the time to just lock in, be at home, like,
yeah.
Get cozy. Like, so what are you going to the gym for? Don't start now.
No, but lock in on something else. Like, it like doesn't
what?
Have to be, like...
I think it's the hardest time of the year to make a change, and I think that's why a lot of people fail, is because
I agree.
Everything's
honestly.
Working against you.
Can I tell you? Oh, this is. I'm going to take us way off topic now. I found a resolution that I wish I had done, and I'm going to try to do it now, but it's probably too late. But you're the perfect person to spring this on.
Ooh.
You need to set aside time once a week, once a month, where you do something with your children, but just one of them.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
because good. Your kids, at a certain point, and my kids 100% feel this, they're a package. So it's like,
yeah,
we're going to go to Chili's because there's something for all of us to eat there. And none of us really like it, but we all hate it the same.
Don't you dare talk about
Chili's
like that.
Is just, I've lived on
their
it for so...
Their drinks are amazing.
No, it's just, blech. But it's like, but if I was only taking Mia... There would be something very specific we would go get. We would have like Little Man ice cream at the end for sure. Salted
yeah.
Oreo
yeah.
would be at the end. And she would want this place to eat. And Noah would want this place. And it's like, we don't do it. It's like, no, we can't go because you know your sister doesn't want anything there. I think that's a great
I
resolution
see.
To go. I resolve to have a date with each of the people in my house one night a month.
That's great. I like that.
And what's wrong with starting that today?
Well, no, you got me there. That's a good. It's a good time to do that. To just eat fast
it's
food.
It's a brand new year.
I'm in. You got
it's
me.
It's brand new. And I just think the human psyche. We don't start weight loss programs till Monday. And it's like,
if you want it, you would do it now.
Correct. But let's just all allow ourselves the calendar flipped, and it's okay to choose now to try something new. Right.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You're not above us.
I don't need it.
I just want to be on my couch in my cardigan. Sorry, he's wearing a cardigan and it's off-putting.
I think it's cute.
It's so cute. That's why it's off-putting. I can't stop staring at him. I want to kiss his face.
This is my resolution.
So
to wear
hard
more cardigans.
To be more like Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did you change shoes when you got here?
I do have upstairs slippers and I have downstairs slippers now.
Oh my God. Okay. So Aaron, you have what?
I have things I want to do this year. I wouldn't call them resolutions.
Okay.
But things I want to do. I want to go on a beach vacation. I have a bunch of tattoos that I want to get.
Okay.
I still want to get my motorcycle license. We'll see.
We're not going to allow that one.
Try to
see,
stop
like,
me.
That sounds like more goals, like more aspirational,
yeah.
More than a resolution, which is like, what am I doing wrong? How like that? I agree with Aaron that you should just do that. If you feel like you're doing something wrong, change it. Don't wait for anything on the. Don't wait for a date on the calendar. Change it.
Well, okay. So I'm trying to drink less.
Ooh, I am doing that as well.
But I need a different vice because I can't just. No, you need. You can't just like.
No, I I understand that, but I hate that because it's like you're giving up one addiction for another.
No, not addiction.
Too strong of a word.
I'm microdosing heroin.
Strong dependence.
We've talked about in different times. I'm super susceptible to ads that we get on social media right now. I've also bought the Breeze, BREZ.
I don't know what that is.
I haven't seen
please text in to the Berg Simpson text line 303-222-5423. One, if you hate me because your social media feed will now have that on there. But two, if you've tried Breeze. They're these tiny little cans, cost a fortune, but they're like lion's mane and some THC, but it's derived from hemp.
Okay.
Drinks.
Oh.
And they're like one little 7-ounce can, you feel lightly buzzed. Two, you kind of like woo. And three, you're the life of the party. I've drank a 6-pack and they don't do anything.
Oh,
they legit don't even make me feel. But there's like almost
did you sleep through the party?
I feel nothing. And I want so badly for them to do something. So I'm thinking about going back to your Keef thing that I never drank.
Mm.
Or I need something to if you've had one of those days, everybody in this room takes the edge off when they get home sometimes, right? Not every night.
It's rare for me now.
You don't?
No, I never drink at home.
My God.
It's only when I'm out.
So just in the car on the way home?
Yeah. The longer you stay in the driveway, technically.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.